Greetings, friends and listeners. May you be blessed by today's program as we lift our voices to declare, souls are crying, men are dying. We must do all we can at any cost to win the lost while there is still time and liberty. The message you will hear today, "Will the Real Christian Please Stand Up?" is a clarion call of the Holy Spirit, and it came forth under a heavy burning anointing. And I pray you will be touched by the same anointing as you hear this word of the Lord today. And I'll be back to tell you how to order our message, "Will the Real Christian Please Stand Up?"
Pornography. Pornography has become such a bondage, and it's so rampant. Because unlike the old days when I was a kid, when people had to go down to Baltimore Street and sneak in somewhere, now you can do it in the comfort of your bedroom, your living room, your den, on your job. People go to work and sit there and get on pornographic sites on the job. And the lure and the power and the addiction of pornography is so powerful you can't even begin to understand it unless you get taken into it. Because, you know, if you have a problem with alcohol and drugs, it's a struggle. Nobody's making it easy. It's a struggle. But you can separate yourself and get away from the alcohol and the drugs. But you cannot unplug this brain. And once you get those things burned into your mind, the devil just keeps bringing them up over and over and over again. It takes deliverance from the Lord God himself. And then it takes accountability. I mean, what are you going to do? Throw all the computers away and never go online anymore? We know that's not going to be. People have to go online now just to do common things, pay bills, etc. And that lure is always going to be there. Amen. How many Christians, and I'm even talking about preachers, I'm talking about ministers, are hooked on pornography. And they think it's a victimless, no harm thing. But Jesus said, if you even look on a woman to desire her and lust after her in your heart, it's adultery. It's adultery. No woman, no wife can compete with that junk on there, because once you get a taste for that stuff, once you get a taste for that which is perverted and that spirit takes you, you're not going to be happy with your wife. I don't care if she looks like Halle Berry. Because that spirit, that taste is there just like the taste for alcohol and nicotine and drugs. Amen? It's a fleshly bondage and it's spiritual wickedness. And it ought not be in the church. Don't name the name of the Lord if you're walking in these things. We're looking for real Christians to stand up. Because you cannot walk in power unless you walk in purity. I'm going to say that again. You cannot walk in power unless you walk in purity. And it takes power to be a real Christian. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, unto everyone that believeth. Now, you know, the last prophet in the Bible before Judah went into, in Israel, they went into bondage, and God was dealing with them and sending prophets, and the last one he sent to them before they went into bondage was Jeremiah. And if you read the book of Jeremiah, I tell you what, you'll get a burden and you'll get depressed. I mean, Jeremiah can really pull you down. But here's the thing about it. There is such a parallel. Now, you don't have to turn there, but I'm going to read you a couple short things, keeping in with what I've just talked about. Jeremiah 6:15 says, "Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination?" We're talking about the people of God now. "Nay, they were not at all ashamed, and neither could they blush." You know, there was a time if you spoke certain things, people would blush. But they don't blush anymore. They are so militant and arrogant and in your face with their sin. They don't blush. Do you know that man is the only animal or creature, however you want to put it, we're the only ones who can blush. And we're the only ones who need to. Amen? Because we're the only ones that can make a choice. You don't see perversion amongst other creatures that God made. Amen? And then let's see, verse 8:6, he said, "I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. And no man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? feels moved anymore to repent. It used to be you preach like a message like this, and you wouldn't even finish the message, and people would be coming to the altar crying and weeping. You wouldn't even get it all done because the Holy Ghost would convict their hearts. But now people, they harden their hearts. And they're not hardening their hearts against the messenger. They're hardening their hearts against the message. And the messenger has to be like Paul said, "Woe unto me if I preach not the gospel." You know what God told Jeremiah? He said, "Lord, I'm sick and tired of going to these people. You make me tell them all these fierce, hard prophecies. You made me give them all these words of judgment. And look what all they've done to me. They threw him in a deep, deep well where he couldn't get out. They put him in prison. And he's just a young man." He said, "I'm tired of going and preaching all these words to these people that don't want to hear it." God said, "You set your face like a flint. You make your face like granite and you preach it anyhow." Amen. And one more from Jeremiah 7:9. "Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom you knew not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, 'We are delivered to do all these abominations'? In this house, which is called by my name," God repeats himself, "has it become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, saith the Lord." And I say to you today, and I'm not just talking to Faith Tabernacle, and I'm not talking that if you're a visitor here, don't take this personal, but it's the Holy Ghost, and wherever this message may go after today, I'm saying to you, if you name the name of the Lord and you go into the house of God, no matter what, it's Church of God, etc., etc., I want to know, are you a real Christian? Are you walking the walk? Are you living the life? If you're going to call yourself a Christian, then live right. And if you're not, get out of the church till you're ready to do right. "Let those who name the name of Christ depart from iniquity." The Bible says it's because of these. It's because of hypocrites. He says that the way of truth is evil spoken of. He said, "You hypocrites, you won't go in and you stand in the way and you hinder other people that would come in." How many people have you heard say, "I would go to church, but..." Now, I grant you, there are some people, all that is for them is a lame excuse. It's a lame excuse, I grant you. And you know I've had that message, 8 reasons why some are not saved. And I address those who say, "Oh, I can't get saved because of hypocrites." And a lot of them, that's just an excuse. But there are many people that they don't know enough about God, enough about the Bible. They don't understand what hypocrites are. They don't know that Jesus hated hypocrites too. The only time that Jesus ripped people apart was talking to hypocrites. He didn't rip apart the sinners. He didn't rip apart the woman at the well. He didn't rip apart the woman caught in adultery. He didn't rip any of them apart, only the hypocrites. Amen. But how many know that today there are some people that have stumbled and stumbled and stumbled because they see people that claim to be Christians and they live all kinds of lives of sin. And they figure, "Well, I surely couldn't live right, so no sense me joining. And if I want to be around that kind of people, I just go to the bar. I just go to the club. If I want to be around people that try to pick you up or pick up your spouse, if I want to be around people that like to speak all kinds of vulgar talk and talk all kinds of sexual smut and stuff, I want to be around homosexuals and I want to be around these kind of people, I don't need to go to church. I just go where I always go." Amen? But I'm looking for the real Christians. Amen. Turn with me to Psalm 24, please. Psalm 24. The psalmist is going to ask the questions we need to ask today. He's asking the questions, and then he's going to turn around and give us the answers. Psalm 24, verse 3. "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place?" The hill of the Lord referred to Mount Zion. Mount Zion is where the temple was built. The holy place referred to God's holy altar, where worship and service was done. And then he turns around and answers his own question. Verse 4, "He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. I'm asking you today by the Holy Ghost, I want to know who is going to ascend unto the hill of the Lord, who's going to stand on his holy platform, who's going to sing the songs of praise and worship, who's going to sit on that organ and on those drums and those instruments. I want to know who is going to stand up in the house of God. I'll tell you who it's going to be: those who have a pure heart, those who have clean hands. And if you don't have a pure heart and you don't have clean hands, you have no business up there. Anybody can come and sit in this church. Anybody can come and sit in these pews. Doesn't matter who you are, what you are, where you've been, what you've done. You can come and sit in these pews. But when you step over and you get up on that altar, you better be living right. You better be walking right. Jesus gave the parable that they threw out the great net. And he said they took in many, many, many kinds of fishes. And some of them weren't good fish. Some people go and fish for fish that are, they'll throw them right back in. Why? Well, it was fun to catch them, but they don't taste so good. How many know there's some fish, they're fun to catch, but they're not good eating? And he threw out the big net, and they took in many. And he said, don't worry about it. The net goes out there. The net doesn't say, are you good to eat or you're not good to eat? The net just takes them all in. You know, when you fish with a line, you do one at a time. You look at that guy and say, oh, I don't want you, put you back. But when you throw out the net, you get whatever comes with it. Amen. And sometimes you get old pieces of leather shoes. And sometimes when you sit out the net, you get an old rusty bucket. You don't know what you're going to get in the net. Amen. He said, don't worry about it. Throw out the net.
Amen. What a sin-busting, devil-chasing message. Will the real Christian please stand up? It's time for everyone who names the name of the Lord to depart from iniquity. If you're not living right, don't call yourself a Christian and get out of the church until you're ready to walk the talk. It's time for Christian celebrities to lay down their titles and take up their towels of humility and wash the feet of the saints and serve the body of Christ. It's time for the righteous of this generation who stand in God's holy hill behind the pulpits and lecterns of Christianity to purify their hearts and cleanse their hands. And it's time for all of us to prepare ourselves for the onslaught of religious, especially anti-Christian persecution that is being unleashed in our nation and will only increase as perilous times are here. If you are stirred by this clarion call of the Holy Spirit and you want to hear this message again and or share it with others, request offer number SK162 and send a love gift of $10 or more to support this radio ministry and help us keep the message, messages like this, will the real Christian please stand up, on the air. Send $10 or more to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203, and request offer number SK162. Or if you prefer, go online and order at www.rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org. Remember, your love gift will help to keep messages like this on the radio. So order your copy today. Until next time, God bless you and Maranatha.